doing your part for pollinators. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Pollinators are the unsung heroes of the food industry, basically slave laborers who do the important work of moving pollen from one plant to another to make them grow the way they're supposed to. Pollinators include butterflies and hummingbirds, but bees do the majority of the work, and their numbers are declining. So USDA is encouraging urban dwellers to help out by building pollinator window boxes.
But these window boxes that the People's Garden are starting to implement are good ways to get some nice pollinator-friendly garden spaces in your home in an urban area without taking up too much space.
Bee researcher Nathan Rice says they have a pollinator window box display set up in the People's Garden at USDA headquarters in Washington, D.C.
What we've done here to demonstrate the use of window boxes for pollinators is we've set up sort of a facade of what a typical house would look like, and we're showing people what they can do for a window box to put in. It's relatively simple, and what kind of plants they can grow. So it's just kind of a nice demonstration piece.
Rice says there are a variety of flowering plants that can go in the window boxes to attract pollinators.
Dandelions actually are a weed, but are actually very good nectar producers. Clover is another good one. Ornamental plants that people might think about putting in are lavender, things like heather. Basically, you want something that's going to provide a lot of nectar and is going to bloom for a long period of time.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.